the safest and most expensive tourism destination in the world. St. Barth doesn't even have a 24/7 police force. After-hours emergencies are handled by the French police on the island of St. Martin. Especially violent crimes are foreign to this French Caribbean island. Celebrities and billionaires love it in St. Barth. Larry Page, Roman Abramovich, Rupert Murdoch, and David Geffen are known to frequent Gustavia Harbor to socialize with other celebrities. Holiday celebrants Jennifer Lopez, Heidi Klum, Lauren Sanchez, Jeff Bezos, Gwen Stefani, and Gavin Rossdale have all been noticed in St. Barth's restaurants and nightclubs for New Year's holidays. Other celebrities Leonardo DiCaprio, Beyoncé, Jerry Seinfeld, Paris Hilton, Paul McCartney, Ivanka Trump, Mariah Carey, Mike Tyson, and Michael Jordan have vacationed on St. Barth. St. Barth is very French, but Americans are welcome. St. Barth is a French overseas territory in the Caribbean and therefore part of the European Union. The official language is French, and the currency is the euro, but English and the US dollar are widely an acceptable alternative. Third most dangerous airport in the world. Getting to this island by air means landing at the third most dangerous airport in the world. Only Tonkinton in Honduras or Lukla in a remote part of Nepal are seen as more challenging than landing on St. Barth's short 2,100-foot runway, avoiding a 150-foot hill on one end and mountains just across the topless beach and small bay on the other end of the runway. Due to the unique challenges it poses, the French aviation authorities require special training and an endorsement to land there. Flights routes from St. Barth go only to neighboring islands. Helicopter and ferry services are also a good way to get to this island called the Jewel of the Caribbean. Lifestyle of the rich and famous. St. Barth's is a lifestyle beyond compare. This small Caribbean island of St. Barthélemy is known for its beaches, gourmet dining, and high-end designer stores. St. Barth is more expensive than other Caribbean islands. The good news is, with a few expert tips from familiar travel agents, a more affordable St. Barth family vacation is possible. If money is no object, a 6,000-square-foot villa with a private lab pool, sauna, and butler at a prime location can cost $450,000 a week, the highest rate for a villa rental anywhere in the world. Travel to St. Barth on a budget? It's difficult to visit St. Barth on a budget, however, some hotels, villas, or Airbnb prices can start from around $200 a night in low season but could go up to five-digit dollar amounts. Dinner even in your swimsuits can have a price tag of several hundred dollars with some good French wine, but it will be excellent. St. Barth average hotel prices. St. Barth beaches. St. Barth has 22 public beaches, everyone with a different flair. Find picture-perfect white sand and calm waters, or get ready for thousands of tiny shells. Not only can one find the best dining in the Caribbean, but nightlife is in its own league and different from any place else. Dancing on the tables is still very common here. High and low season in St. Barth. The high season is from December to April. Why travel to St. Barth? The Territorial Tourism Committee explains that St. Barth, the jewel of the French West Indies, offers unique fauna and flora to explore along its paths. Discover with St. Barth tourism the must-sees such as Gustavia and the beaches of Corisol, Salines, and Gouverneur. Territorial Tourism Committee of St. Barth. TE Territorial Tourism Committee is determined to make visitors live an unforgettable experience, from paradise beaches to luxurious shops and local crafts. It appears, however, there is no big need or effort by this committee to promote tourism to St. Barth. It promotes itself to the dream tourists, high spenders. The Territorial Tourism Committee website is not well functioning and has numerous technical errors. Les Voiles de St. Barth leads sustainability in St. Barth. Les Voiles de St. Barth, a race launched in 2010, is an event created especially for St. Barth to continue the long, colorful history of racing on the island. From Lulu's Regatta back in the 1970s with its 100 sailboats to the Transat AG2R, the Route du Rose, and the St. Barth Bucket Regatta. Since its debut, Les Voiles has continued to grow, becoming one of the most important regattas in the Caribbean. It's now time to think about the future and take action to preserve this idyllic environment as much as possible, said the organizer of Les Voiles de Saint-Barth Richard Mill, Francois told. We're lucky enough to live in an exceptional environment and organize races on a fabulous location, said the race director, Luc Poupon. We must preserve this paradise and we must lead by example. Leading by example involves practical measures, such as the elimination of plastics, whose contribution to the pollution of the oceans has become a major challenge for the planet. Over 100,000 creatures of the deep, fish, marine mammals, and shellfish, die each year as a direct result of ingesting plastic waste in the oceans. If the use of plastic, and notably single-use plastics, continues on the track of the 2017 figures, by 2050 the oceans will contain as much plastic waste as fish. Thanks to the support of the 11th Hour Racing Organization, which has been working for a number of years with the marine community and marine industries to further the solutions and to protect and restore the health of the oceans, Les Voiles de Saint-Barth Richard Mill has put in place various actions from the Sailor for the Sea Association to the support of local organizations such as the Agence Territoriale de l'Environnement de Saint-Barthélemy. Working towards a zero plastic goal in Saint-Barth. Iturbonews.com. Moving towards zero plastic in Saint-Barth requires its use to be limited as far as possible, whilst favoring reusable or recyclable equipment. One example is that the event has replaced disposable cups with eco-cups, eliminated drinking straws and plastic bags, and will exclusively use biodegradable materials. Thanks to reusable cups and pocket ashtrays distributed free of charge, it is easier to leave a clean site in the visitor's wake, said Told. Though we won't be able to offer an entirely zero plastic village this year, the end goal is to achieve just that. We notably hope to install giant water fountains to completely rule out the use of plastic bottles within a matter of years. Catering, local and eco-friendly. The ambition for Les Voiles de Saint-Barth Richard Mill is that the food served and sold in the race village and during associated events is as sustainable as possible. This involves a study of each stage of the process and a review of what sustainable food means on a local level. By working in close collaboration with the caterers, the aim is to encourage and guarantee the inclusion of sustainable development protocols, thanks to the implementation of seasonal, biological, local or fair trade produce. Les Voiles de Saint-Barth Richard Mill is also committed to ensuring that all the containers used during the event come from ethical sources that respect the environment.